Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:13. Good morning. My name is Tom Morgan. Here I am in the dimly lit studios of Sunbury Broadcasting. Laura's at home. She'll join us in just a bit as we live in this new normal. So much unwritten yet. So much more to come. Hopefully not a rebound on COVID-19. But we continue to live in, like, I don't know. For me, it's like an age of confusion. I try to follow the rules and everybody else is kind of making their own up. I'm like, what? Have you found yourself wearing a mask and someone told you to take it off? Hey, you don't need that here. I'm like, what? I thought we needed it everywhere. Like, if I'm outside, I don't have it on. It's in my pocket. I put it on when I go into a place of business or anywhere enclosed. And people are like, what are you wearing that for? We don't have to do that anymore. I thought we did. I don't know. And now parts of the state, Western, Pittsburgh area, Allegheny County, going back to yellow from green. I don't know. You're on one side or the other. And it's just that I'm having a hard time just laughing at life anymore. I've made my entire career in radio laughing at life. I take day-to-day situations and I see the humor in them and I talk about them. Nowadays, it's getting harder and harder to laugh. As soon as you say something, someone jumps at you at the other side. Well, you know what? That's because of your political persuasion or something. You must be a liberal. You're talking like a conservative. You know what? I'm either. I'm me. Leave me alone. I don't belong to any party. I do what I want. This is America. Last time I checked, I can do what I want. But everything, including this virus, including the 4th of July now, including parades, demonstrations, protests, everything. You're on one side or the other. It's like, can you just leave me alone? I just want to live my life. And I try to make jokes and I can't anymore. I don't know. I don't post much on Facebook because I think there's too many mad people out there. There's too many mean people that are ready to just jump all over me for something funny I said. But the other day I did post something. I said, I was wondering when we're going to flatten the curve of stupidity. There were a lot of people that jumped on that and say, it'll never happen, bud. Good luck. Like stuff that I would say. But then there were one or two people that made it political. I'm trying to flatten the curve of stupidity and somebody mentioned the governor. I was like, leave the guy alone, will you please? Leave the president alone. Leave everybody alone. Stop making everything political. And let's just look at the phrase. When are we going to flatten the curve of stupidity? You see it every day. I used to laugh at stupid. Now I don't because stupid has political meaning. Whoa, who would have thought? You know, and you say anything about anything and somebody else has the other side of the fence. And everybody's getting so stressed and uptight. I read the story early this morning that really disturbed me. There was a party going on in a small town in Oklahoma. First of all, I thought we weren't supposed to be partying, but there was one going on, and it kind of moved on to the front porch, and while people were partying on the front porch, I looked across the street, and a guy across the street was flying a Nazi flag. What the hell is that all about? So anyway, some young 26-year-old woman was kind of offended by that flag, and I think everybody should be, so she walked across the street, and she removed the flag. As she was walking away, the homeowner came out and shot her several times in the back. What is going on with this world?
Nobody wants to look at them is the problem.
On the way back, someone held her gun. She dropped the flag at the end of the driveway, and shots were fired.
Started trying to figure out what was going on. Wasn't 100% sure if it was fireworks or gunshots.
No. And,
figured out pretty quick it was gunshots.
The female had multiple gunshot wounds. So my deputies rendered aid to her.
It's never really been a problem. His flags got stolen a couple times when he first put them up, but, you know, nothing ever came of it. This is the first time it's came to violence.
We recovered the suspect's rifle, and we got about 14 guns out of there and some ammunition.
And now he's being called Nazi guy. Nazi guy was arrested and apprehended. What is going on with this world? We built this country on a thing called the Constitution, and I do think that freedom of this and freedom of that may be the thing that brings us down. Because, okay, you do have a freedom of speech. But flying a Nazi flag off your front porch, is that really freedom of speech? 1 minute we're criticizing athletes for kneeling down during the national anthem, and that caused a big debacle in this country for several years, and now we're saying, whoops, we shouldn't have done that. Yet we could let a guy fly a Nazi flag off his porch, and he collects guns and shoots people who step onto his property. But that's what America was built on. This is what I'm talking about. Nothing is funny anymore. And it's International Joke Day. I think we are an international joke. But what do I know? I'm Tom Morgan, thinking out loud. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. No late night TV. They're on vacation. It's International Joke Day. We should make some jokes. Hello? Anybody? Nobody. Nobody worked last night on late night TV for the 4th of July holiday? Oh, boy.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
It gets me pumped in the car during my morning commute.
94KX.
Hang on now. I'll find something to... 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next. Mark has got everything. The news, the sports. Rob, the sports center on vacation this week. I'll be on vacation next week. I am disappearing to a remote island. And I'm not kidding. Not Island Park Sunbury either. I am disappearing and I'll be back hopefully in a week. Unless I like it there, then I'm never going to come back. I'm going to live on seafood and coconut milk. Where am I going with this? Oh, yes. It's joke day and I'm trying to come up with, some jokes. And sometimes, well, you got to invite some guests in, you know?
And now, in honor of International Joke Day, here are some more dad jokes.
I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down. I just found out that I'm colorblind. The news came completely out of the green. Did you hear about the cheese factory that exploded in France?
No.
There was nothing left but debris.
Debris?
Debris.
Stop it. Watermelon sugar. 94KX, my new jam. Harry Styles got it going on for summer. And watermelon sugar. It sounds like so nostalgic, like a 60s song or something. Just, the horn section, everything. I just love everything about it. It's International Joke Day. We're free to tell jokes on the Ford toll-free fun line. The Ford fun line always open here with Tom and Laura. So you got something stupid, let me know. Maybe we'll slide in a few more dad jokes. One of the world's funniest people that never stood in the forefront passed away yesterday. Carl Reiner died at the age of 98. You may remember him from long, long, long time ago. People in my demographic, as the creator of the Dick Van Dyke Show.
I came to apologize and to tell you personally that I'd like to try to explain.
Explain what? You got a big mouth.
I do, I know.
Now, Carl Reiner invented the show with Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore there. But he also played the part of TV show host Alan Brady in the famous Dick Van Dyke Show.
Places on network television.
The famous toupee episode, as it was called, where Carl Reiner lost his toupee and Mary Tyler Moore made light of it. And, it was all just great slapstick comedy. And his career was so much longer than the Dick Van Dyke Show. You might remember the famous 2,000-year-old sketch, the 2,000-year-old man on the Ed Sullivan Show, with that other funny man, Mel Brooks.
This gentleman here is one of the phenomena of the world. He is 2,000 years old. Is that true, sir?
Yes, you want to see my driver's license?
No, we haven't authenticated. The Mayo Clinic has checked you out and said that you are 2,000. In the origin of words, for instance, a simple word like cheese, where did that come
cheese
from?
Cheese is a lovely story, how we get the word cheese in our vernacular. In the year 28-, there was an old farmer, and a gentleman came to his land and said, I'm so thirsty, may I have a little dipper milk? And he said, certainly, go over to the barrel. He not knowing that the barrel of milk had soured, see? So this poor beggar man came to the barrel and opened up from the top. and looked in and looked down and went, sheesh!
Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks.
That's how the word cheese came into being.
It's very onomatopoetic.
Yes,
and the 2,000-year-old man. That sketch originally done in the 1950s, but wasn't performed on TV till the Ed Sullivan Show in 1961. Carl Reiner recorded 5 albums of comedy and in 1997 won the Grammy for Best Spoken Word Album. Amazing. The guy was just amazing. And of course, a lot of his jokes were told over and over again in Mel Brooks films like The History of the World. Carl Reiner, dead at the age of 98. 94KX, where is that love? Black Eyed Peas, it is it is joke day. You guys have been great. You guys have really been great. We'll continue with the dad jokes because I do feel dad jokes are the best jokes of all, and we'll continue with those. You know, we talked about Carl Reiner just a few minutes ago, and got a few calls on that, too. People do remember Carl Reiner, which is good. He had his sense of humor right up to the end, and that's how I want to live. If I live to be 98, and I doubt I will, I want to keep my sense of humor. He was in his 90s. I think he was 93 or perhaps 94 years old when he was interviewed last. And he was talking about getting up in the morning and reading the obituaries just to make sure he wasn't in them.
Every morning before having breakfast, I pick up my newspaper, get the obituary section, and see if I'm listed. If I'm not, I'll have my breakfast. Oh, there was a picture of me alongside Polly Bergen, who had passed away. I had not. I don't think.
I'm here.
They obviously didn't have a good picture of her alone. But I wish they hadn't picked a picture that scared the shit out of me.
Carl Reiner, he will be missed. Passed away yesterday at the age of 98. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom here in Sunbury, Laura at home on International Joke Day. Did you hear the one about butter? Did you hear the rumor about butter?
I did hear the rumor about it, but where did that guy come from?
Yeah, where did that guy come from? He was hilarious. Thank you. And earlier today, the other woman who randomly called in to tell the joke about the two-legged cow, it's called lean beef. It's like, these are like Chad Hirschberger jokes. I mean,
he is the king of dad jokes.
That's right. We had a round of dad jokes earlier this morning. I promise another one coming up. But, wow.
Tom.
I love
did,
it.
Did you hear? No, Tom, listen. Murphy wants you to pay attention.
Okay, I got it.
Did you hear about the guy who invented lifesavers?
No, I did not hear
they
about
say
the
that
guy.
He made a mint.
He made a mint. Cue the laughing chicken. Cue the laughing chicken. I'm ready. Go.
Actually, speaking of chickens,
yeah?
Why do chicken coops only have 2 doors?
I don't know why, Laura.
Because if they had 4, they would be chicken sedans.
Chicken sedans. Get out of here. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. It's 7:41, International Joke Day, not just National Joke Day. So go ahead and make fun of a foreigner. No, that's not what that means. They're all making fun of us. There it is.
no more Europe for Americans.
Yeah, there you go. Shall we try?
No, for real. We're not allowed to go there. They say no.
I know. I think it's great.
No, it's awful in my world.
Well, in your world, because you like to travel. But in our world, we're big, fat, egotistical Americans, and we think we could go anywhere we want. And they said, hey, no, guess what? We just locked the door on you. And we're like, ooh.
There it is.
They can't do that. We're America. Yeah, they can.
Yeah.
And they did. So we'll see what happens in the next few weeks. I'll be on vacation next week, but I'm staying in the U.S. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to a crowded beach. I'm going to a remote area where, as Mark Lawrence will say, I will be untethered.
Good for you.
And I
love a good cabin in the woods.
I will be safe and secure, at least I hope. Yeah, I just lost my second round of dad jokes. Maybe there's a reason for that. Can we get Chad Hirschberger on the line here? Yeah.
I bet we can.
I just tried to prepare it, and it wasn't ready. But if you were with us earlier this morning, we did promise to do rounds of dad jokes on International Bad Joke Day. Oops, I mean International Joke Day. I just went to the doctors and found out I was colorblind. Boy, that came out of the green. I just thought that was the funniest one.
Tom, two guys walk into a bar.
Yeah?
The third one ducks.
Well, it took three. Yeah, there you go. All right, we're ready to go. Another round.
And now, in honor of International Joke Day,
yeah,
here are some more dad jokes.
I bought some shoes from a drug dealer.
What?
I don't know what they were laced with, but I've been tripping all day.
Ow!
People think I'm addicted to drinking brake fluid.
What?
But I can stop anytime. My first job was at an orange juice factory.
Oh.
But I got canned. I couldn't concentrate.
It could concentrate. It is International Joke Day with Tom and Laura. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I wonder if Old Man Johnson's store is still open. What do you think, Laura? I mean,
isn't Old Johnson's store like a general store at Knoebels?
Well, I don't know. I was thinking Old Man Johnson's store. I thought of a drugstore that may have sold out to like Walgreens or something. I don't know. Mm. mom and pop shops. We love them, right, Laura?
Oh, my gosh. They're our favorite.
Welcome to July. It is July 1st. And welcome back with a gift card blast that starts next week. Right here at 94KX, we're celebrating area businesses that, you know, are open again. And they're mom and pops. And we're going to have thousands of dollars worth of gift cards to give away from businesses all around the Susquehanna Valley. I'm excited about it. And all you have to listen for is that little ding-a-ding-ding welcome bell that used to be on the door.
Yes.
Yeah, the front door of, Old Man Johnson's door.
Actually, hold on.
Do not tell me you have an antique welcome bell in your kitchen. There it is. That's what you have to listen for. Amazing.
It's from my pop-up store in Mount Carmel. He had a butcher shop, and this was on the door that rang when you came in.
Yep, it kind of like the door interfered with the bell when you opened the door. The old-fashioned mom-and-pop shops.
Oh, God, I woke the dogs.
Uh-oh. Animal Armageddon, here we come. So listen for that welcome bell starting next week, and we'll have great mom-and-pop local businesses giving gift cards on the air for the rest of the month, the entire month of July. That's pretty cool. In the meantime, we get ready for the 4th of July. Some people will be traveling. Some people picnic at home. If you're on the highways, you know those annoying grooves that are cut in the highway that are there for a purpose? Maybe you're drifting off the road and you hear it go, whack, whack, whack.
Oh, yeah.
You know me as an idea man, right?
Oh, boy. Okay, sure.
And I had this idea a long time ago, like, why don't they make them musical? Okay? Like, if you cut those grooves deeper than other grooves and you put them closer together than far apart, you could actually make music out of them. And then I thought...
Oh, you absolutely could.
Yeah, so I thought if you were speeding, maybe, and you hit the rumble strips and you're speeding, it would be really annoying. So it would tell you to stop speeding. But if you were going the speed limit, maybe you could be rewarded, right? With a little bit of entertainment.
That sounds like a great idea. It sounds like a lot of work.
Well, they finally did it. They finally did it. A stretch of Route 66 near Albuquerque, New Mexico, has the rumble strips that play America the Beautiful if and only if you stay at the speed limit. Now, this audio was recorded from inside a car. Maybe they should have opened the windows and got more of the tire ripping across the rumble strips. But that is the sound of America the Beautiful playing.
That's super awesome.
Just in time for the 4th of July on Route 66. Wow. That's just really neat. Anyway, back to the 4th of July. The Healthy Bites ladies will be on the line in just a bit from Wise Market.
Yes, they will. They'll be talking about healthy grilling, talking about sort of healthy gatherings, social distancing, mm-hmm. making sure that we're all healthy and happy and safe to celebrate America's birthday.
Next hour, right here, we'll be talking to the Wise Market ladies, the expert. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. And we'd love the Wise Market ladies whenever they could make it in the studio. But they haven't been in the studio in a long time because of this pandemic. But they're always available to talk to us. We have Catherine or Beth with us once a month. And we have Catherine on the line right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
a new edition of the magazine is out, Healthy Bites for July and August. I'll tell you what, if you're not hungry when somebody hands you this magazine, just look at the front cover and you'll get hungry. We're talking picnic foods and picnic tips, right?
That's right. Yeah. So we have in the magazine on the cover is this idea of grazing boards, or you may have heard of a charcuterie board. So it's just a really fun way almost to serve snacks for dinner. So you kind of arrange meats and cheeses on this cutting board. You could have whole grain breads or crackers and nuts, you know, fresh vegetables, dried fruits, and kind of an array of dips like hummus or pesto. And you can kind of just make a plate of snacks, and it's really easy to put together. It's really pretty, and it would be great, you know, if you're having a picnic outside, to kind of take that outside and enjoy.
See, I would call it like a tray full of good-looking food, but for some reason, I think Laura already has a charcuterie board. Laura, do you have your charcuterie board?
I mean, of course.
See, there you go. You know she has one. She has one. I would just say, hey, look at that board with nice snacks on it. But it is, for you people at home, a charcuterie board. Now, okay, I just like saying that. It's like a David Letterman
which
thing.
Which literally means, like, butcher products in French.
See, there you go. There's our French lesson for the day. Charcuterie means butcher products. So there you go. Thank you, Laura. Inside the magazine, Catherine, we see, like, great stuff like nectarine, flatbread, and then the watermelon page, as we just played watermelon sugar on the radio. Watermelon.org page is amazing. I was like, a watermelon salad.
Yes, there's actually a lot of different things you can do with watermelon, and you wouldn't think to put it in a salad and especially serve it with things like red onion and feta cheese and balsamic vinegar, but it is really, really amazing to pair it up with those things. You'd really be surprised.
Pick up your Healthy Bites magazine for free now, available at Wise Markets. It's the July-August edition. And I have to throw this in really quick. As soon as you open up the front page, I love the food for thought with all you local Wise Healthy Bites ladies. I just love that page.
Yeah, so every kind of issue, we try to include tips that we, you know, as the Wise Dietitian, practice every day. So this one and this issue is just kind of about how to stretch your food dollar. So the things that we do to kind of help do that and to stretch that grocery budget.
Yeah, simple things like the ingredients you buy, make sure they're spread across a few meals. Or right down to, I think it was Kimberly who said, sometimes I buy frozen vegetables so they could last longer. Simple things.
Right, exactly.
Save money. Yeah, love the food for thought. So thank you to Lindy and Amanda and Kimberly and Taylor. I hope I don't miss anybody. Aaron, Emily, and of course, Beth and Catherine.
That's
right. Here,
right
here on the line. Hey, one more thing, Catherine, that we should mention is to stay COVID safe this summer, right?
That's right. And especially, you know, 4th of July is coming up. We're going to have a lot of picnics. So just a few tips to kind of stay safe during that time. I know we want to see family, we want to see friends, but it's probably good to limit the number of people that are coming to your picnic. And I think, too, to let everybody know who else is coming so they can decide if, you know, they want to go or not, if they feel like it's safe for them. You know, try to do it outside if weather permits so you can sit further apart. Offer plenty of hand sanitizer. And I think, you know, one easy thing to do, actually two. One, have everybody do a BYOP. So bring your own picnic. So that way there's not a buffet where everybody's kind of touching the same serving utensils and things like that. Or you could also designate one person to serve the food. So there's only kind of one person touching the serving utensils. So that way, you know, things aren't cross-contaminated and things like that.
Very good. Thank you for that, because we do want a picnic on 4th of July, but we have to keep it safe. Healthy
That's
Bites,
right.
Available now at Wise Markets. Catherine, thank you for joining us, and happy 4th of July.
Thank you. You guys, too.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with no late night sound bites. All of our late night TV stand-up comedy is on vacation this week, so on National Joke Day, we have you helping us out. Go ahead.
Okay, I was so hungry yesterday, I ate a clock.
Oh, yeah?
It was really time-consuming. But then even worse than that, it was going back for seconds.
Seconds.
Yeah.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
Way too early.
It's early morning. Early morning.
94.1.
Before heading into work.
WQKX.
Going back for seconds. Get it, Laura? That's the seconds.
I got it.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to eat some steak coming up for 4th of July. What do you think?
I think we need to talk about how we're cooking that steak.
Coming up next, stay with us. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom here, Laura there. But we're all going to be celebrating the 4th of July. How do you like your steak, Laura?
Medium rare.
Wow, really?
Yes.
You and I.
That's the way a steak should be.
That's the way I believe as well. You and I are steak mates. If there's such thing, we just made it up. A new survey for 4th of July. Found that most Americans prefer their steak well done.
Oof.
Do you have to make those
Why?
Noises?
Why?
I don't know.
Well done? No. No, no, no. If you're purchasing a high-quality steak, we're talking NY strip filet, and I don't eat red meat all that often.
But when
Actually, I
do...
can count on one hand. Like, one hand, how many times I eat red meat a year.
But when you do...
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be top-notch.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be local. It's probably going to be from a cow that I knew. And
a cow
on top
that you
of
knew?
That, yeah, that I watched grow up.
Hi, Bessie.
Hi,
we'll see you on 4th
Fluffy.
Of July.
Hi,
You'll
Bessie.
Be on my plate. Yep. Yeah.
You will. Yeah, no. I don't like well done.
No, Ugh. Me either. But that's the preference of Americans.
Like hockey pucks.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom used to cook them like that. It took like a chainsaw to cut into it. Yuck. Yes. Anyway, that is preferred by Americans, well done, followed closely by medium well, and then in third place, medium, and then after that, medium rare, and then
oh
rare.
Oh my gosh, this is why Europe told us we were not allowed to visit anymore.
Because the way we like our meat?
Yes, the French are like, no thank you, you don't get to come anymore.
So
Stop trying to order your steak well done.
I'll tell you what, let's open it up to Central PA, see how we like our steaks. Laura and I like ours medium rare. What do you think? Are you going to post it up for us and we'll check it out?
I will indeed head to the 94KX Facebook page. I'm going to post a picture of a juicy, juicy, medium rare cooked steak. And ask Central PA, how do you grill your steak? If you eat meat, you can have cauliflower steaks too. They're delicious.
Okay, but you know, steak is steak. Right? Right, Hank? Where's Hank?
Firm, but with little give. Yep, these are medium rare.
What if somebody wants theirs well done?
We ask them politely yet firmly to leave.
There it is! King of the Hill on 94KX. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on a Wednesday. It is a Wednesday at the wash, Laura. Great day to wash your car, right?
Oh, it's a perfect day to wash that dirty car.
Mm-hmm. So get out there and get it washed. If you're a member of our text club, you'll get the code and save. But it's also another half off Susquehanna Valley Day.
Ooh, is it?
Yeah, as in like 9 o'clock this morning. Woohoo! Front Street Station.
Oh, my gosh. The patio at the Front Street.
Yeah, outside. Good point. Outside patio mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. So this morning at 9 o'clock, about 15 minutes away, you'll have your chance to go to WQKX.com and save via the Front Street a $50 gift card for half off. Do the math, girl. How much is that? Roll the tote board.
I can't math that quick.
Yes, you can.
No, I'm kidding.
Stop it. $25, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, exactly. I was just being silly.
It's a half-price Susquehanna Valley deal you won't want to miss. And what else? Oh, coming up later on today, we'll be Facebook Live from Sunbury Motors to find out who wins the $500 cash for being an early bird ticket purchaser for the Mustang awesome. Raffle from the Rescue Hose Company.
So fun, supports a wonderful cause that is the Rescue Hose Company, and who couldn't use $500?
There it is. So if you purchase your ticket by midnight last night, you're in for the raffle. But if not, you can still buy your tickets today to get that Mustang later on this summer. Wow. That's a lot going on a Wednesday.
So much going on.
I need a break. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Chad Evans is next. We like to wrap up the show every morning with a thought for the day. Please don't say, I kissed a girl and I liked it, because you shouldn't be kissing anybody strange.
Whoa, stop. Whoa.
Don't be kissing anybody unless they live in your house.
Nobody is kissing anybody right now.
Come on now. You can't even shake hands anymore. Don't even do that elbow bump. Don't hug. Just say, hi, how you doing, from a distance. There it is.
See, I'm torn between two thoughts of the day.
Okay.
I'm wondering if other people feel this way.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
That you never realize how much that you swear until you're in a situation where you can't.
Like sitting in church?
Or just mixed company,
okay.
Children.
Yes.
Like, I just never realized how much I really appreciate, not like the really, really, really bad curse words,
but just
a well-placed damn. You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't say that.
Because, especially around kids, because they'll repeat it because you say it casually, so
yes.
They will.
And, yes.
You know, there's nothing, it's funny, but it's not funny. When my three-year-old daughter, Becca, said to a friend, how the hell are you?
Right, there it is.
I looked at her and I was like, please don't say
that. I had a more meaningful sort of like beginning of July quote, but this one popped up and it stuck in my brain. I'm like, oh my gosh, I never did. I never realized
well, go
how
ahead.
Much I swear until
funny.
I'm in a situation where I can't.
Okay.
So there it is. Does anybody else feel that way?
Oh, that is your thought for the day? Don't cuss?
That's what I'm saying. That's my thought.
I thought there was something going to be more poetic about it, you know?
No, I have a poetic one, but holy S-H-I-T. You know what I mean? I never realized this.
That's funny. So, hey, there are some categories. Please follow them. Just like we're following COVID rules on hugging and kissing and handshaking, please follow the cuss rules. No,
I also, along with that cuss, do you know what? It's more difficult to hear those cuss words if you're wearing a mask, which you should be.
All right. Let me put my mask on real quick. All right.
Well, I mean, Tom, you're alone in the studio by yourself. You don't have to be wearing your mask right now. I'm talking in the grocery store.
Everybody have a good day. And now that I'm wearing my mask, it's time for Laura and I to get the hell out of here.
Oh, boy.
Have a good day, everybody. Bye.
Bye, guys.